Okay, so we reached that this part of the Zman again. We need a little chizik. Chazal say, the Vitoy Tzvichim Chizik Tomit. Lamaisa, there's a certain tkuf of the Zman which is very apparent. So I'll get a bissel fashlofadik. Is that this in the Chabur a little bit? Not everybody. By a lot, you might just see. Because it's marking when we come in time. Each person probably 20 minutes later than they usually come, you know. But the ganze zugang to the sugya, when they come to talk and learning, again, not everybody. But the chiyas, the chibur, kitzitz vashlofadik, vashlofadik. Tainus, chesed, nishkun tainus. Well, turn of tainus, it's very norm. Start of the zman. You get worn out. You need a chizit. But what's the answer? Alamun, life is like that, you give in. The Yitzhah is Ischachus. The one of the Kudus is, a few minutes now for a second. You have to misboinin a little bit. Misboinin, you could get the Ischachus. Many times a person in life, it's a Pelot de Kazakh, but he starts himself on a certain track. He puts himself in starting line, and he's in the track. And the track is a process. Many times like that. And it's a pelik. On the way, he gets lost. He sets himself up. The whole purpose why he's here. He sets himself up on a certain track. And in the middle, he doesn't remember. He doesn't think so much. Why am I here? That's a little bit we have to try to think about. Yitzhara catches us. The tkuf, a lot of times in the middle of his mind, where he ends up shtelling a vekamatziv, where you're veering very far off really where you're supposed to be. And Memela Be'etzim, he takes you for a ride. You end up not maximizing Bechlal, the Iker Mechuvin that you're here. Why are we all here? Befrat in the light. Why are we here? Just saw this week. Tell me about it. That wins Yeshiva. It's from when it was Lab by Baron Leib, Bill Kuberman, Shlita. By Baron Leib a lot. Baron Leib once said he was talking about Avreche Torah. It was a big shmooz always by Baron Leib. He always talked about the light. He said, Ledaiti, I don't know 100% what he means by this, but he said, Ledaiti, all in the light today, all in the light that are sending and learning, they're learning Tishma. He said, they're learning the Shema. He said, they can go out and work. Who's stopping them? Let them go out and work. Let them go out and work. They don't have to be sitting in the base measures. Why are they sitting in the base measures? If they're sitting in the base measures, they're coming to learn Torah. They're learning the Shema. So he said, that was he said. I don't know what he meant, the Shema. He held himself, he didn't learn the Shema. I don't know what he meant. So everyone's learning the Shema. But like upon him, this is true. Who's stopping you? No one's stopping you. You got a good shidduch ready, I hope. Go ahead and work. Why are you here? Ask yourself this question. I'm not coming. I'm not coming to scream at anybody. We have to ask ourselves this question. Why are we here? The answer is because we say, we're supposed to say every day, Moidani lefanecha, shasam techelki meyoshi beisamejit shaloi sam techelki meyoshi kronis. It's because everyone here realizes that they want to have a connection to be a Yoshi based Medrash. To some people it's for a longer time, some people it's a shorter time. Even the people who are here for a shorter time, but they want to make that a part of their life. At least where it's Bekviyas, the whole day, they're learning Yoshi based Medrash, they can take it out with them. They're there, that's for themselves. No one else is here for somebody else. It's for yourself. You're here because you want to be Yoshi based Medrash. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are Yoshi Kronis out there, and everyone knows the Rashi, the famous Rashi. And Brochas, the Chochas, Chavches, and Medbez, Rashi says, Yeshvi Kronis are not Rashoyim. Rashi say Yeshvi Kronis are Ameratzim Shoyiskim Besicha Betel. The people, a lot of people around. That's Yeshvi Kronis. The people with emptiness. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Torah, hopefully. Everyone here has a Torah because they realize, halavai, we should all be after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're after ourselves. Hopefully they realize that this is what's going to give them a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in life. But for them, they should have a Teichin in life, a content in life. I don't know about you, but if anyone has spoken to people who left base measures and they're in another world, they don't stop complaining. They don't stop complaining. They don't stop in different worlds. We're drowning. It's unbelievable. You can't live here. They don't stop. I'm assuming not the only one. I'm not making this up. Speak to anyone. Speak to them. They're bemoaning the fact that they left a year earlier. They left. They should have stayed another year. They should have. There's no life. There's nothing. And the father, Pshat is the people, the only life they feel is when they're connected, when they do Torah, mitzvahs, about everything else, the grind, what they call it, the grind, they're dying a million times more than you are in the middle of this man. You're not interested in the sugya. So it's a pelot hazach, the Yetzirah plays us mamish for fools. When we leave the base medrash, we're growing, we're dying to get back. But in the middle of this man, all of a sudden we don't think about it so much. So that's shlufidik. We don't think why we're here. Let's think about it for a second. What does it mean to be connected to Torah? What does it mean to be connected to Torah? So we say, Moidan lefanecha. We say in the Moidan Shasamtel Kenvish, we say, Onu mashkimim lidevei Torah, Onu rotzim veheim rotzim. Heim rotzim lever shachas, Onu rotzim chayil mabo. Again, that means today, that means height. We're rotzim, which means we're already in a mahalach of life, of fulfillment. Ayah chayim alabo is a mahalach of fulfillment. Ber shachas is nothingness. They're running, it's garnished, they don't have anything. But we say, Onu mashkimim lidevei Torah. You think when you come 10 o'clock, you're mashkimim lidevei Torah. Is that called mashkimim lidevei Torah? Then, I'm not hypnotizing anybody, but this is the metzias. This is what happens. What happens is we start this man, of course, we want to learn. In the middle of this man, we get to a matzav where, be'etzim, we'd much rather not be here. So it's a tell other person. So we're yoytzezayin. We're yoytzezayin. We're being yoytzezayin. We're being yoytzezayin the marechet, the misgeret. We're not proactive. That's not onu mashkimim lidevei Torah. That's not onu rotzim. We're yoytzezayin. So when you're yoytzezayin, do you really think you're mechuber? Do you think the Torah is going to change you and make you a different person? What do you want? What do you want when in these years of learning? What do you want and you want to take for you Be'ez Hashem forever? You want to become that much more mechuber to Torah. You want the Torah to make you a different person. The Torah makes you a different person. You could be connected for in a certain way, those full days, some a little bit. We'll be connected forever. But Yoyt Zayin is garnished. So the Yitzhahara is so smart. What he does is you start off in the beginning, you're all excited. And then in the middle, which is the streak that continues, that the Torah could build up on you, the beginning of this man, the end of this man, he adds it, it's for shlofidik. And you have, again, everyone has bad days. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about one day. But for shlofidik, the excuses are adding soif. The excuses that even man has, and a lot of them are good, doesn't end. It's only going to get more and more, I promise you. Yeah? But there's a difference. When you're rotzen, so then the excuses get mugbul, you know? It's not. They don't take you out so much. But when you're not rotzen, when the zman is going against you and you're just trying to dip into the seder, so then yeah, the excuses could go to an hour and a half, 2 hours. So the Yitzhara very deceitively crawls underneath and he ends up. But the middle of zman is a long stretch of one big yitzhazai where you're not laying in the seder. It's unbelievable, your vomis. Besides the vomis being special, but in this nekuda, it gets attack, it's climax, I might say the word in English, climactic. It gets it more exciting as you go. We're hitting like the Ikar Sugyas. We're going to have the Tzoros, we're going to have the Birichnu Shlokish. And some people in Chabur, they got starker. A few people, a few Yechidim, the past like Kufa, I saw, they even got more into it. It's unbelievable. Yevomis is, it's Tosach, the crescendo of Yevomis is now. It's everything is doing now. Start writing Ketresim. Everything that you didn't know in the beginning, I was talking about the whole time, Evergufa Tzichakura, everything's coming back now. Get excited, get into it. I know it's hard, but think about it. Step back, and the Yetzer is playing you for a fool. Step back. Here is one vart. This parashat says, every day in Fila, Yar, Yisrael, Meis, Yisrael, Meis, Yisrael, Chazal is saying, when Pesachim, Kufi, and Ches, and Beis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Yamsuf should throw out all the Mitzrim on the shore. They see all the people, they saw that Kali saw they were dead, lying on the shore. Why? Because there's both who do that. The Mavadir there says in Shasant Tazach that there was a part of Kali Yisrael that made him a Psamaridid at a time that they said, maybe we're coming out on one side and the Mitzrayim are coming out on the other side. Kashem Shon Oil Mitzad Zeh. Kach, the Mitzrayim are going out on the other side. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Mafkiya from that. He said, he said, no. You see that they're lying dead. Every single last Mitzri was lying there dead on the shore. He saw sure they're dead. What's the shock of tire there? Kishem shana oilim mitzad zeh. One time saw him there with the gevorot. It's not so alder chapshata, but yesh b'zehemis. The shock of tire was like this. Kalal Yisrael, the whole Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Kalal Yisrael was severing themselves from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the miracle of today. Mitzrayim is the chutzim. Mitzrayim was the ganze goyish culture in its fullest was Mitzrayim. Kalal Yisrael's Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was to sever themselves from that whole Mitzrayim. It's a whole personal, it's a whole inner change. The last step of that severance was Kriyas Yamsuf. That was finished. Until then, it was possible to go back. So, Rabbein Mechai, Kriyas Yamsuf was finished. Now we're like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we left. Mitzrayim, nothing, garnished, nothing left. There was a svar, they said, Okay, we're going to be now Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to have to be stuck with Tariq Mitzvahs. Oh, but there's another Mahalach in life. Kashem Sha'anu Oilem Mitzad Zeh, the Mitzvim also don't. The Mitzvim don't have Mitzvahs, but that's another way. There's another Mahalach in life. You can also have a life and be a Mitzvah. We're going to have a life, we're going to be stuck with Tariq Mitzvahs. Kashem Sha'anu Oilem Mitzad Zeh, Oilem Mitzad Zeh. There's another good life, there's another good Leben. You have one sort of Leben. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, there's nothing else. No. Kashem Sha'anu, they're dead over here. Mitzvishkeit is a ber shachas. Mitzvishkeit is ber shachas. That's nothingness. There's no other. This is the insight. This is the oishar chayim. I think this hagara, we all made ourselves. We all made ourselves. But it's a chaval that we should get pushed, that we should get lost on the way. We should get lost on the way that we don't live that way. We don't live that way. This is something that I think, if it was boiling for a second, it would give us an extra kayach, it would give us extra, some schachas that we taka have to maximize. If you don't maximize the middle of Yevamos, so then Yevamos is not gonna collapse. And the chibur from the Torah that you have, everybody's man. You see you in the light, they're mis'aleh. They become different people. Torah is ma'aleh, then becomes different people, and they stake away. You see, you know, man. You came the beginning of this man, they end the same exact way. Middle, they learned a little bit. This is the chibur. This is what we have to do. Yeah, in the sugi of Baal's time, Tosfos state, unless the Rebbe Hani Kol, you put the Kamari. The Gemara, Levi asked the Shaila, the Lecheru should list in the Mishnah, the 16th Erva, Imoya Nusas Oviv, the Etzim, which is listed in the Mishnah, the Gimel. But it should be in the first Mishnah because there's a Hechatimsa. Also, to have Tzara. Zok the Gemara, the third Mahalach, the Gemara says, the Lamaisa, the whole Taka, the Mishnah says Plukta, you hold the Klonim of Vachia, the Kabashi, Lamaisa, Mishnah is not going, is going to Lefri Abiyudah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a law that Nusas Ovid can't marry a brother. But the Maizah, we came to a point where it's Mavur, that the Mishnah Beplukta Kamari, Frek Toysis, the Mishnah Beplukta Kamari, I also have another one besides Levi Esther. I also have a 16th. Eishishish, listen to Eishishish, Frek Toysis. Eishishish, what type of Eishish is Balas tonight? What's the case of Balas tonight? Balas tonight, let's say, the name of this will be the Tzior, Yaakov, is a Nochri, Yaakov married, lady married Rochel. And Yaakov divorced Rachel chutz mi Shimon. I'm sorry, chutz mi Shimon. I'm an ass. Shalei tenasi yelo shetivali the Shimon. Yaakov made a gerushin. It was a full gerushin. Rachel's mutter. But there's a tenai that she's not allowed to go marry Shimon, or she's not allowed to be with Shimon. Reuven, Shimon's brother, marries Rachel. Reuven, Shimon's brother, marries Rachel. Why to marry? Ma'aser Reuven dies, and Rachel falls maybe with the tzara. Rachel falls to Yibam, falls to Shimon. So now, what's her din to Shimon? She's a megureshes, she's a pnuya. If she goes and does yibum, it's going to be nekar the whole geirushin, because it was a manashalei tenasim l'shimin. She's going to go to do shimin. That's going to, there's an eshesish and this eshesish lechera that's going to get in the way. So vada she can't do yibum. Frek toisvis lechera, she should hasar atzor, she should patur atzor also. Should be the halacha when Rachel falls with Leah. Let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah. She should patur shimin because he's an erev eshesish. Very frek toisvis. The Ma'aseh therefore said good Toisus. Toisus is Masik, more or less. There's three terutzim. He says the Bedas Rabbonon, it doesn't patur etzor. Balas Tnai does not patur etzor. Like the Rebbe, Toisus is going to name on the Pshutai. Shalmi is Nochashmuz. But Pshutai, like the Rebbe, who learns out, is not Tzor Serev Melkocha, Toisus holds the Taka Balas Tnai, does patur etzor. We'll get to that. But like the Rabbonon, Zok Toisus, three terutzim, three chalukim, like Dom Milach is Isha. And therefore, we can't learn out of Machasisha that a pater is a tzar. So it's a very choshev hadgosh in Toisus. If you would ask me, we would say, Balas Tnai is not an Erev B'chal. Right now, she's a Pnuya Gemur. She's not an Erev B'chal. Through the process of doing Yibum, when she goes and does Yibum, Lamaisa, she's going to bump into, she's going to meet with an Isra Eishishish. Avada, she can't do Yibum, because Avada, it's a Eishishish B'kars. Aber, she's an Erev. You see in Toisus, in the tremendous Hargosha, that Toisus equated it to an Erev. Legabed it in Sir. And again, someone who learns Toisus good, very good, Toisus never is Mishana that Hanocha. Toisus is not Mishana, Toisus is Terutz, and all the Loidomis of Toisus. Toisus is not coming to say she's not an Erev, which is the Svar you would have wanted Toisus to say. There are Lashonis in Toisus that sound like that, but Toisus never says that. Toisus is saying Loidomi. In Derech HaLimud, a Loidomi, there are certain terutzim that are saying, the Svara, I was wrong. I thought Baal Shtanai is an erva. That's not an erva. Loidomi is, no, I was right. Oh, but yesh l'chalik. Loidomi is yesh l'chalik. Every yesh l'chalik, every yesh l'chalik is be'etzim what I was saying is right. But there's mokum l'chalik. There's three terutz in Tois, three levels of loidomis in Toisvis. Oh, but the tzad ha'shovah shebekulam is that Toisvis is not saying in his teretz that Baal Shtanai is an erva, who it's not possible to talk about the din of tzoros erva. Toisvis never said that. Toisvis remains with the hanocha that it is the shaykh shmuz of an erva. She's considered an erva, but etzim legabi p'torta. Oh, but yesh l'chalik. We can't learn her out from Achaz Isha. She's not the same level erva as Achaz Isha. That's the tzuris of the Shemaitze before we open up Toisvis. But Toisvis zikr is coming to say the sugvart that it's not an erva. Not that it's not erva b'chlal inyan p'torzar, but it's not dum yedachas isha. Let's talk. Open up a little bit. What is Toisvis saying? Let's start with the first one. First, that's the easiest in svara upon. So Toisvis, the first loydami is that the ishish isha balas tanai is different than achas isha. Achas isha answers every possible way of ishish. This ishish through bia, and this ishish through kedushin. The two study ishish we'll call them. Achas isha denies all the possibilities. You can't have bia, you can't have kedushin. A balas tanai, since her whole isra ishish ish is hinged on the tanai, so it depends what the tanai was. If the tanai was amanashalei tavoli, it leaves room for kedushin. If the tanai was amanashalei tanasi, it leaves room for bia's mus. So this iser leaves room, it's not soyser all ifani ishus. It doesn't have the same choymer as a regular erva, which is soyser all ifani ishus. As I should say to Eretz Teret. Before we go weiter, what's the word of Toisvis? Toisvis is just saying, it sounds like Toisvis saying, that the ishishicha balashtai is schwacher, that's all Toisvis is saying, it's schwacher. Ishishicha balashtai is schwacher to us and to achas ishus, you can't learn from achas ishus. If that's the Teret, frekta or choner, I was muttering with this, that's the teretz of Toisvis. It sounds like the teretz of Toisvis. Loidom itzvacher. Hare imi shivin ala hekesh. We know, after we're in Nivomis Abyssal, that the din toward Tzara, which is learned from Achaz Isha, the Gemara and the Brais and the Avgimel Abayz, although the Brais and the Gimel Abayz only mentions a mamatzinu, but Toisvis afanard on Gimel Abayz sticks in and says, no, don't think it's only a mamatzinu, it's a hekesh. We had Rashi and the Ches says the same thing. At the end of the day, there's a hekesh from Achaz Isha to all Arayas. Ve'ein meishivin ala hekesh. Toisvis says, and Afchesim and Aleph, even though Rava didn't hold of the hekesh, that's only leheterim. Rava holds, you don't learn out from the hekesh, heterim. Of Yisurim, we learn out. That's a different muskim. Everyone holds, we can learn out from Yisurim. So the din Achaz Isha, that patters a tzara, the din litzara, the din that Achaz Isha makes a din tzara, we can learn out to all our eyes. Eishish is in the parsha of our eyes. Hukshu kol our eyes, zil is it. Ein meishivin ala hekesh means it's not svaris. It's as if the Torah, ki'ilu, directly wrote. On all the arayas in the parsha, you have a din tzoros erva. That's a din, main machine alaikish. L'mashu. Let's bring it out. There's another shayla vel shtel. It's not so clear where the shayla is chal, aber l'guf adorn. To be showing him on the base, dan, then maybe a nida, which is also in the parsha arayas, should have certain dinam akin erva. In Toisvis, like I said, it doesn't sound like he was talking about a tzoros erva. Toisvis sounds like he was talking about Nesra. Or in certain rishonim, Toisvis maram, there's a man of parents, the Truman's addition brings Mishem Bali Toisvis. They ask that in either Shapatar Tzar. Freg Zechashayla Lechayra, again, it's not clear if you have to find the same Rishon that says everything, but theoretically, Lechayra, how could Toisvis say that neither Shapatar Tzar? Toisvis over here says a klal. If you're not doing it Achaz Isha, that you allow some Sada Ishas, Achaz Isha as a Maila doesn't allow any type possible Ishas. However, the Baal Shtanai, Ishas Isha Baal Shtanai allows for some type of Ishas, that's for Kedushin. So I should ask the same shayla nida. How does Toisvis want to learn out nida from Achaz Isha? The nida should have a din of patur tzara. Her nida is tofsi kedushin. Nida only doesn't allow bia. It doesn't. It's not soyser ishus. The same teretz Toisvis of here. See a nida. The teretz is ein yeshivin al hekesh. That's ridiculous. It's not a time. Ein yeshivin al hekesh. I can't say nida shouldn't have a din of toward tzara because nida is shvacher than Achaz Isha. Calls them nichla and ein yeshivin al hekesh. I know nida is shvacher than Achaz Isha. Oh, but Nida's in the parsha of Arayas, and the Torah makes a hekesh, ain't meshivin alekesh. So the question is, what's the answer of Toisvis over here? So we use this, l'chor, to explain that Toisvis didn't mean stam shvachkeit. Toisvis was saying a different type of word, and this will give us the flavor of all the leidomis of Toisvis. Toisvis is not saying stam that ish shvacher than Achaz Isha. Because if the Torah to be ish shvacher than Achaz Isha, al zeh nemer, ain't meshivin alekesh. Fakert, the emes, ish is not shvacher than Achaz Isha. A real Eishashish is not Shvachar than Achaz Isha. A real Eishashish, a full Eishashish, in its entirety, in its regular appearance, in its regular tzura, It asks side B and it asks side Kedusha. Toysus's teretz was, and this is the gang of Toysus's teretz, is that there's uniqueness in the Ish HaShish Baal HaStanai. And Ish HaShish Baal HaStanai is not a regular Ish HaShish. It's Ish HaShish Machmas HaTanai. She's not a Poshet Ish HaShish now. What's bringing the Ish HaShish is a Tanai. Zok Toysus, look over here and you'll see that since the Goyim of the Ish HaShish is a Tanai, that's going to result in certain things that are missing in the Ish HaShish. So if there are certain things missing in the Eis HaShish and that results in a Shvachkeit, that's a new kind of Loidom. Why? What does that mean? It means like this. We're not saying this Isser is Shvacher mitzad its etzem DNA than Achaz Isha. Because what's the difference of Shvacher? It's written in the Parsha Reis. And it's Nichla, it's all Shvachkeits in the Parsha Reis. We're saying Fakert. This Isser veered off on the path of its Da'av, of the original Isser. The original Isser Eish HaShish was strong enough. Of this Isser, since it's coming in a tzura of Baal HaStanai, it's only coming with Shlish Raviyah. It didn't come fully to the base medrash. It didn't come with all its arm. It didn't come with all its dinim. Efshel say ben uzachzu. Achas Isha itself, Lu Yitzur would be in the case of Baal HaStanai. Lu Yitzur would have an Achas Isha. And it wouldn't be, and it wouldn't, Aser wouldn't pater from Kedushin, and it wouldn't be Seis HaBiyah. If you're going to find such a case, it also wouldn't pater Tzara. It's not a meshivan al hekesh. The svar of Toysus Loidomi is not that the Isser has different dinim. The svar of the Toysus is, look how it's coming over here. It's coming today. It's coming handicapped. It's not coming with its full shlemus. It's coming partial. Because it's only with the Tanai, it's coming partially here. If the kuz are neivea because it's coming only partially, that's Loidomi dachas isha. It's not shy to say that a meshivan al hekesh. Because the malamid itself, Lu Yitzur, the malamid itself would be dissected partially. It also wouldn't be able to be ta'asa. By Nida before, Nida is not, the reason why Nida is shvacher than Achaz Isha is not because it's only here partially. That the Torah said, Nida is different than Achaz Isha. Al zeh nemei mashim al hekesh. Oh, but Ish is punk fakir, Ish is just fakir, it's takad doim with Achaz Isha. No, it's Torah says, meant loidomi in the tzura of Baal HaStanai, the way it's moifia, the way it's appearing here, is lemixas, lishlish levia. If that's why it's a kula, that's loidomi dachas isha. L'chayra, that's the tzur of all two other two tzurim, of the all three tzurim of Toysus. So let's say over just the tzurim of the Torah. The first loidomi of Toysus is that because it's only ochs osser machmas tanai, so it doesn't aser all leifana. If that loidomi Toysus has a problem, because there is one lashon of a tanai that asers all leifana. If you say say I'm an ashlei tanasi, I'm an ashlei tavali, so that asers everything. So that teretz is an absolute teretz. So Toysus tzvei to loidomi. So Toysus is tzveita loydomi. Again, which magmajus, it's only loydomi. So Toysus is loydomi because achas isha asers before you do yivum. Here the isha only asers after you do yivum. So for me, the people read the Toysus, it sounds like Toysus is saying what we expect Toysus to say. It's not bechlal. It's not an isha. It's just not eru bechlal. But again, look at the lashon Toysus loydomi. We're going to bring a nafkamin in a second. Toysus is not saying that it's not an eru bechlal. He is saying it is an erva. Oh, but it's loidomi. Toysus means again the same type of word. This erva is not bishleimus. Toysus holds it is considered an erva. We'll talk soon. Why Toysus is so borrowed to Toysus that a Baal HaStanai is an erva. Oh, but Toysus is saying, even if I am doim it to an erva, but Lamaisa, since the way it's coming into this world is through a Tanai, it has a certain chesaron that it doesn't aser from the get go. Achasisha asers from the get go, even before I get into Yibim. This only asers afterwards. That's a chilik. That's a chilik. That's a chilik. Yesh lechalik. And you can't. Learning out Achaz Isha. The third Teretz Toysus, which is the shverest of the hardest, it's a shver, it's a sour. The third Teretz Toysus, again, I'm mafki a lot, it's a vice Toysus, the Biskarov and the Baruch Berl, and this is, again, we're going with the Loidomis. We're going with the Diak and Toysus is that all three Terutzim are Loidomis. The third Teretz Toysus, Kinir, is also a different Loidomi. The third Teretz Toysus is that since through the duration of Yibam, since doing the execution of Yibam, it's going to be Mahapach HaKor HaPiyah. When you do Yibam over here, it's going to come out she was never an Eishasach. In other words, she was never a Yavomo. So it comes out, this Eser Eishashish, Zoch Toysus, is it ever Soyser, the lady, Beteris Yavomo? No. It's only Soyser, it's only Meinei, it only Asas are before she becomes a Yavomo. When she actually is B'mokha Mitzah, when she enters the base medrash of Yibam, when she enters the din of Yibam, the parsha of Yibam, when she becomes a Yibam, she's not a Yavomo. So it comes out, the Eish HaShish never is Miznaki Didin Yavoma, Loi Domi, but yes, a beer. Every Erva, it battles with the Din Yibam on two fronts. It battles it, first of all, l'chadchila, it says, don't do the Yibam. And also, theoretically, it battles it. It said, even if you do Yibam, you're still awesome. When you're a Yavama and you go do the Yibam, if any lady, it was an Erev, would play out the Mitzvah Yibam and would go do the Yibam, it remains, the Isser remains after the Maisa Yibam. That means in the Mokka Mitzvah, the Isser Yibam, to Soyser it. Eishish Ish is never Soyser the Mokka Yibam. Why? Because the second the Baal Shtanai gets the Mokka Yibam, she's not a Yavama. So it comes out, it never fights, it never meets, it never clashes with the Mokka Yibam. Zok Toy says that's a certain chesaron, Machmas the Tanai. This Isser can never be Soyser the Mitzvah Yibam on two fronts. So it's in this, you want to down with it, if you want to look at it in the dimension of how much it's Misnagid Yibam. It's not Misnagid Yibam in the same level as every Yachas Isha. It's a chesaron hechatimsa. That's the chiddush of Toy says, it's a chesaron hechatimsa. It's not because Isha just can't fight with Yavama. I mean, Mitzvah, it's not possible. It can't remain Yavama afterwards. Afa became. Shtein Toy says, Afa became. If machmas tetnai, I have a za'er ervo, which lemaisa can't fight in Yibam on two fronts, fort, it's not dumi dachas isha. It's not dumi dachas isha, but chumrosoi, legabi in the marocha, in the battle it makes against Yibam, it never battles Yibam but after she's Yavama. It only battles her before she's Yavama, it never battles her after Yavama. We can't learn that from machas isha. The tzara shova, and that teret stands. That teret is a certain, the second teret stands, it's sveketzich. Maybe it's not a chilek b'chalal. Maybe there's no chilek in the fact that it's lichal after. And it is. This is the third teretz of Tosis. It stays in blind with that. The tzad hashov of all three terutzim is that because the way the tzuras of Isser Balas Tanai is, that since the Isser is not there Bishlei Musa, which means it's only there because Machmas Tanai. It's only there Machmas at Tanai. So therefore, it's not, so there are three different certain shvachites that neveya from that nekuda. The Memelu, we can't learn that from Machas Isha. So what, we can't learn from Machas Isha? The Memelu, what? This is the Choshev of Chargosh in the picture of Yom's. Even though it's an Erva, Aber Veres Dokt, it's Chamuro Kol Kach, it's Eres Arosa. Toises means to say like this. The Fidu Rabbonon, who hold that you have to learn that from Machas Isha, again, we're being Magdish, Toises holds Baal Shtanai is an Erva. It's not saying it's not an Erva, it's an Erva. So what do you mean? If it's an Erva, why doesn't it Pater Ritzar? The Teretz is, the Din Ptur Ritzar is a Din Mechudish. It's a Din Mechudish. Not every Erva has it. The Fidu Toises, Baal Shtanai is an Erva. Or it's an erva that because of its surah, it can't be learned that achzisha. It's not chomer like achzisha. Memela that din noisaf, that erva patez a tzara ladas harabonon, we can't learn that. Fear tois toisvis, and this is not shloma to toisvis. Fear tois toisvis is all true lefi the rabonon, but not true lefi rebbe. Lefi rebbe is of toisvis, a baal satanai should patez tzara. If you remember, we spoke about in chesem and beis. It's a gevaldige tois shloma. We spoke in Chesam Beis, that's Mucha from Rabbi Gveger, we proved from the Sugya, the Rebbe and the Rabbanon don't argue in the Musig of Tzoras Erva. They don't argue, they don't hold that there's a difference, there's no din, you don't have to be an Erva to make a Tzor. Yeah? So Shtein Tois Mefurish, and this is the Hashlam of Toises. Shtein Tois Mefurish, that even after all the Leidomis, Rebbe will still hold that this Erva of a Balas Tanai can ask Tzor, Tzor, can Patr Tzor. Fregich, if Toises, like some people want to learn, Toises and Leidomis, was saying that Misvor is not an Erev Lagabit Tzor. Then if I don't see Rebbe, it also can't Pater Tzor. Why does Rebbe say that the Baal Shtanai can Pater Tzor? So the Teretz says all those other people, not other base measures, all those other people learn that Toises is saying Svor is Leidomi. More than Leidomi, they're going to learn that Rebbe holds a different Erev Lagabit. They're going to learn that Rebbe is a different Malach. They're going to say that Toises Taka holds Baal Shtanai is not Erev. Toises answer Baal Shtanai is not Erev Lagabit. But if you Rebbe, you don't need an Erev to Pater Tzor. If you Rebbe, it's a Nayadin. Kol Zman Deleika Trei Lekuchen. Oh, but we showed from Rabbi Gveger, we showed from the Sugi and the Afchesa Beis Nishtadot. We showed that the Pashas is Rebbe also holds you need an Erva to make a Tzor. So, if Rebbe also holds you need a Tzor, it's Mefurish, it's Muchach, and that's the Nafkamina of what we're saying. It's Muchach that Toises, and Toises was saying Loidomis, Toises was never changing his Ikra Hanocha. Toises mitchila vatsoif holds, while Tnai is an Erva. It's an Erva. He never changed it, it's an Erva. We'll see Baltsun why, maybe. But Toises is saying it's an Erva. Just Toises says there's a gewisse Schwachkeit, again, which is Nevea from the Tzura of the Baal Shtanai. There's a gewisse Schwachkeit that Erva is not the strongest Erva, so can't start. Zok Toises, what level Erva do you need? That might be telling Rabbi the Chachomim. Because the Maisa, the Chachomim learned it out from Achaz Isha, so I need something Mamash Dumi to Achaz Isha. And if you Rebbe, Lav Lavka learned it out from Achaz Isha. So if you Rebbe, even if I find a Schwacher Erva, as long as he's not a Lekocha Dicke, he can make it in Tzura. How is he going to make it in Tzura? Exactly like the Fidu Rabbana. Not can we have the binyan and the build of Toises. Mitchila v'atzoif, Toises learns Baal Shtanai should be an erevel in Yibam. It should be etzem pater tzara. Toises muches it, gribbles it. Three chalukim, maybe lefidah rabbonon. I could have three chalukim and say maybe I can't compare it to a regular erevel, maybe it won't pater tzara. Like Rebbe, Tosis blabs the truth is Al-Maisa. It's probably a little on Yerushalmi later. Like Tosis, Rebbe blabs Allah Al-Maisa. The Rebbe, Shtaka Baal's time. Baal's time. Why isn't it saying in the Mishnah? Maybe the Yerushalmi later. Yerushalmi says a reason why it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Maybe it might be an answer for you, Rebbe. Why isn't it saying in the Mishnah? Tosis says a different answer. That sheet is Tosis. Before we get to the Rishonim, this is a big, big art. I wanted to speak to the Rishonim, but this is the Malkum, to read the information after the mail. Yes, this is the source. It's Mamish the source. All this time we're talking about it, but this is the source. Rabbi Baron Simon Beis brings down that he asked Chaim Apella, is Ashmata the ganze Toisvis, the warm Toisvis, Toisvis Shmusich wegen Balstnai, Balstnai Patis Etzora, Zok Toisvis Svaras like Domi, Ishish, that's Isha, three Svaras, you have to break your head, what they are. Fek Rabbi Baron, very regen wegen Ishish. Toisvis, I guess him from the Ishishach, what's with the Ishishach? Haray, Rabbi Baron Nemdon. That's the Pashas. Where is that in the one, is it? Toysis is talking about a Ptur Tzara. If Toysis holds a Balas Tnai, if Toysis approached the Balas Tnai as a Ptur Tzara, obviously she has no Heter Ishazach. Obviously she's not Oyul Yibam and not Oyul Chalitza. Obviously she herself, the Balas Tnai, that was an Ogaret by Toysis. This isn't the Balas spelling it out. It was an Ogaret that she herself, the Balas Tnai herself, doesn't have Yibam Chalitza. So obviously she has no Heter Ishazach. So if she has no Heter Ishazach, who cares about the Ishazish? All the Svaras that Toysis says, except for the third one, maybe. Yes, load them by the third one. Zikr, the first two loy dummies of Toises are applicable to the Eishashish. But the Eishashach asks all cases. The Eishashach is there at the beginning. Why was Toises and the other Rishonim is Alim from the Eishashach? At least the Ramban also. Toises, all about Toises and the Ramban. If the Toises Rosh is what to say, but the Kaponim, if you Toises and the Ramban for sure, why are they miss Alim from the Eishashach? That was the Makashu. The Rebbe. Chaim said at that was a famous member. Chaim said, Teretz is, the reason why the Rishonim is silent from Eishasach is Eishasach from the Meila doesn't pat it. So he said his memory. Zog there, the Eishasach from Balas Nai is Eishasach from the Meila. It's Eishasach from the Meila. Because Eishasach from the Meila doesn't pat it. That was B'chaim as we saw. He said many times, the posh of the Hezber and Eishasach from the Meila is that most Arayis, they have a din that the Torah gave them dinim, either Misvara, or either Misvara, there's Loi Seish Bekoros, all the Torah gave it a din, new din of Aleha, that the erva is soisa, the isra of the erva is soisa mitzvah sibim. Loi kein eish asach, leish yotze, lodum de davar achadosh. In the parash of Yibam, lotze, lodum de davar achadosh. That eish asach is not soisa Yibam. The Torah changed around eish asach. Either heter, the various seifanim. Tainet Reb Chaim, even if we're going to find an eish asach who for a zaitik a reason, for a roundabout reason, right now doesn't have a heter. Because there's no mitzvah sibim, it needs to be mitzvah sibim to have a heter. But it doesn't change the fact that it itself is not soisa mitzvah sibum. It itself is ready for heter. If you ask it, if you ask the Eishazach, he says, do you want yibum? He says, bring it on, kvalik, bring on yibum, kvalik. I want yibum. I have a balas tnai, I have an isra eishashish that's merachefes over here, that's floating in the air, it doesn't let yibum come. So the ma'isa ends up with no mitzvah sibum. The ma'isa I'm osir. But I'm an isra ba'atzmus, I'm soisa yibum name. I'm a mutter dikka ba'atzim. Someone whose mutter mitzaratzim is not soisa yibum, zokht of chayim, it can't continue to be soisa yibum to create a din tzara. The din tzara is yibum. The din tzara is ever an extension of the din of an erev yibum. Eishasach tem emela can't create a tzara. Or Bochber with mamshit. And Bochber said, "Who a din? It can't pat the chalitza." That's what Bochber said. Can't pat the chalitza. That's fear eyes. If you're holding in the gufa dvar, this is the cheshbon. This is where he says it. And Bochber asked, "Feed this." If Chaim said over here, "Eishasach tem emela." Can't pater it, sir. So why could the Eishasach of every single one of the tests of Arayis pater it, sir? Every single one of the tests of Arayis, Chamoisei, Bitei, Achasishtoi. L'chur, their Eishasach should be an Eishasach Temela. It itself is Soisei Yibum. It itself doesn't have a heter. It itself does have a heter. The Achasisha creates that doesn't have a heter. So every single one of the Eishasachs of every single one of the tests of Arayis should be Eishasach Temela. Maybe Enochanami. Maybe an Echanami. Who says it's not Eishasach Temela? Maybe an Echanami. Teretz, we spoke it last week. To Tosin Av Lamed Beis. Tosin Lamed Beis is Mefurish. If Eishasach of an Erev, Kepatur Tzorah. Tosin says Eishasach of Nesra. Achasisha, even though later on in life, she's Ois Achasisha. Achasisha, even after she's Ois Achasisha, now she only has an Eishasach. Eishasach, Pater Tzorah. Zodok Tosin, Kalach Yal, and Av Lamed Beis. Ferka Bogber, why should Eishasach of an Erev, Pater Tzorah? That's what we said. We spoke about last week. As we said, this story, the difference is there's a din of Aleha. So the Baruch Be'er, the Teretz is, once an Erva got awarded the title, the status, the exclusive status of being a Ledek Erva, So she, her Isha Sach doesn't have a din heter b'chol. It's got changed. Her Isha Sach doesn't have a din heter. Licked in the leo is that you don't have a mitzisibim, you don't have a heter given. The whole erva doesn't have it. The reila it's not an Isha Sach to the meila. As ad kan divir boch ber. Let's just fear it's a cheshbet. Oy bazoy, you have to say if you're a boch ber. Once a boch ber says an leo dikir, any person who's awarded with a leo is not an Isha Sach to the meila. So why isn't a balas tanai a leo? How did B'chaim say a balas tanai? Is an Ishtach and Mela. Balas Tanai should be an Aleil. So you have to fear it's Pasha and Cheshmer. Boch Ber holds that's all Nichol and the Loi Domi Lachas Isha. The same way Tosfos said Loi Domi Lachas Isha, this Erev is a Shvacher Erev that we can't learn an Alpha Machas Isha. Lein the Ptur Tzara, we can't learn an Alpha. Lein in Aleil also. That's all you have to squeeze. Interesting. If your Boch Ber comes out, Tosfos is saying two things in this Tosfos. When Tosfos is saying Loi Domi Lachas Isha, he's saying Sai Lagabi the Din of Litzur and Sai Lagabi the Din from Aleil. Because if Balas Tanai would have a leho, the Eishes Sach wouldn't be Eishes Achter Meila. Eishes Sach would be able to pass it so. If you have Boa Ber, you have to say Kol Zem Nichol and Toises Adkan Divrei Boa Ber. Besides the Kesh Din of the Boa Ber, the Mimoyshe, I think it's Simen Zayin, Atzimen Tess,
Mimoyshe. Could it be Bach
Bash Tim, what we were saying before, and again, the interpretation of Le Dami Lachas Eishah? Yeah, the Mimoyshe and Simen Zayin goes to town with the Bchaim, goes all over the place with the back and forth from your home, it's geschmack to see. Only a little bit, it's back, kashas, too, it's fine, sure. Some of the kashas are from more, near. But the dua, come on, it's a sacharichus, come on, there's an kasha, which the pshuta is a kasha. Light the kasha, the time to develop them, there's a rush, 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 holds, that the chayv alav me'ese, they don't have a heter eshesach. Have a lot of essay, there's no heter eshesach. The meila, frekta tezis a rush, every single Eishes Sach of Chayv Olam Esi should pater a tzar. We know the Mishnah says in Afchof, this Yisuri Mitzvah, Yisuri Kedusha, don't pater a tzar. Frek the Boch Ber, I'm sorry, Lutez Rosh, Nihi that as Chayv Olam Esi, there's no din litzar. But what's with the Eishes Sach, Shaloi B'mokam Mitzvah? And the answer is a new klal, which was, again, Hemshech HaSugis. Zokter, any Erva who has a din chalitza, since Chayv Olam Esi, if a din chalitza, any Erva that has a din chalitza is not Dumi Dach Tisha, another Loi Domi Dach Tisha. Tanya Develt, sign the Kasha, sign the Teretz. The Teretz Rosh is dealing with an Eish Asachtim and Mela. And he asks, Shepatra Tzor, it's a merit to Kazakh. But Boch Ber didn't have the Teretz Rosh. Boch Ber himself asked the question of Teretz Rosh. Boch Ber knew the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech cleared. Didn't have the Teretz Rosh Mechal. But the Mishnah Melech cleared that does Chayv Olam Me'esei have a heter Eish Asach or not? We're talking that since the beginning of this man, this Chakir. So Boch Ber, the Achroinim, he asked, Lefi the Tzad of the Mishnah Melech, that Chayv Olam Me'esei has Eish Asach, fecta Boch Ber, why doesn't Shepatra Tzor? Zokta Boch Ber, we hate from the Rebbe. We hate from Chaim, it's Gavaldik, it's Shach Nemeil. Of us came a ton, Tetz Rosh asked the same question, says a different Eretz. Tide of the Veld, you see L'chur L'fumiyata, that Kinnira, even though the Sefer of Chaim is Gavaldik, of a Kinnira Tetz Rosh Alts, fought, he's Neshtach. As much as originally the Neshtach should have been Mutter, but right now, at the end of the day, it didn't get a Heter. If it didn't get a Heter, it could have a Dinver, Rebbe Litzar. L'chur L'fumiyata, it takes the Rosh as Mavui, doesn't have a Teretz. Go back to the Kasha. So I want to say over Teretz, I heard from Moshe Shlita. Moshe wanted to say a Teretz off the north, which can move on. It's very interesting. It's in the Makar Hadvarm. Makar, the Oifin, will ding a rang on the whole Musik of Eishach Neil. No, at the time, that's the point. Moshe wanted to say in Shantas for, I heard this Chalabas, as a Shashtar. He goes, it's a Chasha Betzim of the Ganser, but we're on the time. If you're saying, what's them gefrekt? Say this following for, in Shantas for. This Balastana is a very interesting lady. She's a very interesting, it's a hybrid. It's an interesting to sort of, we're going to talk about it a little bit. What did the Achrinim ask? What did Boch Ber ask? We should pater mitzad Eishes Ach. Tainu de Bosher, even if Eishes Ach de Memelo could pater it, sir, the Eishes Ach of Balasna is worse than every single Eishes Ach. It's worse than every single Eishes Ach. Worse of us. Let's think about it for a second. When this lady falls to Yibum, she's an Eishes Ach, right? She doesn't have a heter shazach. I'm asking. My she doesn't have a heter shazach. Oh, but when she goes and does even, what's going to happen? This eshach is going to stay around when it goes and does even. Look, Toisvis. Kivin shem tibol yovam shneslam havi eshesh v'loy hoyse eshesach v'miyoylo. This lady, when she goes and does even, the eshesach flies away. So this is the first time we have an erva who's dear b'shas nefila, but at kama you go do yibum, there's no way shesach. If we were to give our hasura, Right? Comes to the Rav, and the Rav says, okay, this Balstai falls to evil. Could we go over to her and give her a straw and say, it says in the Torah, Ervas Eisha Sachicha Lo Yisegale. Don't do this Yibam. How can you say that? We could tell her, it says, Ervas Eisha Sachicha Lo Yisegale. If she doesn't Yibam, she's not over Ervas Eisha. We should tell her, it says, don't take an Eisha Shish. That's what we tell her. We can't tell her, we can't give her a straw because of the Yisra of Eisha Sach, because Al Kama she goes and does Yibam, there's no Eisha Sach. Tanya the Bosher. Kenzan, it's Poshid. That's Poshid. Even, the Tais Rosh Hosea Shach, the man, the Kapater, it's Sarah. Oh, but that's only Eish HaSach that's going to remain in Eish HaSach B'mokim Yibum. This Eish HaSach, it's not going to remain there. It's not Soyser, the Yibum, after you do the Yibum. Avada Zayerva can patur Tzorah. A Zay Eish HaSach that's not going to stay there after, as soon as you do Yibum, such an Eish HaSach, it's only there, but Tchilas Nefila can patur from a Tzorah. Nay, that Eish HaSach just could, all that Eish HaSach could say, maybe, if it was there in the beginning, it was maybe that there should be no mitzvah. Oh, but such an Eish HaSach, that can patur Tzorah. Well, if they want the time, then Kasha doesn't start. Well, Kasha, regular Eish HaSach, is only by an Eish HaSach that blibes, that will continue to last. This Eish HaSach, by Eish HaSach of Balas Tanai, is only there before, not after. Such an Eish HaSach doesn't stay with Mokka Bibim Mavada, can't pat with all. That was the word he said. That's it. Now, for Omok, it's posher to me that the other Acharenim are not like that. They held it. The posher is held with the Kasha. They held. No, it's enough that Eish HaSach b'shas nefila. It's enough that Shazak b'shas nefila. Look at b'shas nefila. Moshe Tiny, no, it's something that's only mugbul. It's limited. It only exists. Now nefila is going to go up. That can stand against the dingim the pater tzora v'adana. Come to the final thing. This be'etzim can be should be marich in a more. It's the most cloliest dick in yivomis. It's over otzim ma'oid. This balas tnai. We see mekuktarin the rishonim and tesis. You see what I term a crossroads in Yavamas. Namish, you see a crossroads in Yavamas. Sometimes you come to a crossroads in life. There's a crossroads in the Rishonim and Tosfos had a look at this lady. And the source of Puchas Shein Kamoy. Weistois, why am I madrish? Weistois, Tutsuchep is tief in the hearts of Yavamas. Ligdo, a machleik is a muka lecher somewhere. And I myself don't have the down cloth and leaving it for the oil. Let's Nesadar Advorim. We know that an Erev has two dinim. There's two dinim that an Erev has. There's a din that she patas a tzor, that's a Mishnah da peis. She patas a tzor. And then there's an Ogre din, which a Mishnah didn't bother about speaking at, that's the Mishnah da chof. She's potter, from Iman Chalitza. The two noisim. If we look at the approach of Tosis and the Rishonim regarding both shmuzim, regarding both in Yonim, Saila Gabi the din tzor. Sayle Gabe, the Din Ptura Yim Chalitza, we mamashi an opposite approach. Totally opposite. Vizel Imer Dov Darshani. What do I mean? Like this. In Toises, you see like this. In Toises, you see, Toises talks about Palestine. In Toises says, she said, the Din of an Erva Legabe Tzoros Erva. Legabe Yim Chalitza, Toises didn't bother speaking. That was Poshet to Toises. It was Poshet to Toises that Palestine is like every single one of the tests above our eyes leading Din Ptura Yim Chalitza. There wasn't a shmooze, there wasn't a shakar tire in Toises. Doesn't talk about it. The whole Shakra Tar of Toises was Lagabi Ptur Tzor. And the way we built, even the Maskona Toises holds Be'etzim Lagabi Ptur Tzor, we should treat it like an Erva. Toises does Dochet Dike Chalukim. Toises makes Chalukim. Yesh L'chalik. But Toises never goes away from the fact that Be'etzim she's an Erva. Maybe she's not the same Madrakas Erva Lagabi Tzor Erva. So Lagabi the two Noisim, Toises equates a Balas Tanai 100% with the Erva, Shar Tesva of our eyes. Again, Lagabi Yim Chalitza is Ogaret. Toises didn't talk about it. And the Gabi towards Tzara Toises holds Nisvar, it should be, it makes Chalukim. If you Rebbe Toises blides, it is a Tzara. The Rishonim, Pung Faker, the Rajbun, the Ramban, the Ritva, all of them, they smamish Pung Faker. They bring Toises Kasha, they argue on the Kasha, rather than Pshat, and then they say, well, let's talk, how do we look at a Balasnai? Zogan Zayazoy. The Gabi Tzara Serva, it's Poshet, there's no Ptur Tzara Serva. Toises has Kroisa Chalukim. The Rishonim are coming, and here's where it comes, they beat you, the word we were Magish and Toises. The Rishonim are not saying Tutsim of Loi Domi. The Rishonim are saying, Avada is not Shaykh Optor, she's not an Erevaling in Star Erevel. Zogan the Rishonim, she's a Grusha Gemura. Look at her, she has an Isser on her today, she has no Isser on her. A Balistai has no Isser. She's a Grusha Gemura, even Legabe the Yavam. She's a Grusha Gemura. She's not an Erevel. The Rishonim are not saying Chalukim of Loi Domi, and there's a big Nafkamina. The few Rishonim Avada, even the few Rebbe, it won't be a Dim Star Erevel. Rishonim don't bring the chiluk of toys between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. Hey, in Advarim. Because the Rishonim weren't saying Svoros of Loidami, the Rishonim are saying it's not Erva. Three Rebbe also need an erva, the way we said in Daf Ches Amud Beis. Avada Rebbe also needs an erva. She's not an erva b'chlal. The Rishonim start off the noise of Toises, they close it before it started. And then not only that, they go further and they say, okay, not only is it borrowed to me that she doesn't have a Tor Tzara, but maybe, what's the din l'gavi chalitza? Zok Ramban, what's the din l'gavi chalitza? Mistapaknani. I stapakti, what's the din l'gavi chalitza? Maybe Baal Stanai should need a chalitza. Says, maybe she's so much not an erva. She's so much not an erva, maybe she should need a chalitza. So Gurada the Ramban is machriya, she doesn't need chalitza. Kol shein lovim b'chalitza. And that is a chilik between the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rajma. The Ramban and Ritva mask a masik that she doesn't need chalitza. And the Rajma says, ad ki dekach, she needs chalitza. That's her noch shmuz. But the whole sugan, it comes out like this, and this was called Svaras Afuzas. What was poshit to Toisvis was a shmuz by the Rishonim, and what was a shmuz by Toisvis was poshit to the Rishonim. This is Svaras Chalitza. This is something totzach, something you can't say. It's a small... L'moshul. Zetzichoyis, the emes, I don't have time to finish off the whole thing. Zetzichoyis, the ma'isa, the emes, it's taka tuni doinim. Zetzichoyis, there's mokam l'chali between the shmuz of how you deal with balas tanai. How you deal with balas tanai, l'gabi p'tur tzora, and l'gabi chalitza. V'horaya, there's a second machloikah from Ban and Rajba. From Ban and Rajba agree on the din of a balas tanai, l'gabi p'tur tzora. They disagree l'gabi chalitza. I'm asking the Devada, there's a second shmuz, that we should work on it, there's a whole second thing, there's a second machloikah. But before the machloikas Ramban and Rajba, they both agreed that there was a sofik, there was a base of sofik. And that's what I want. It's as if we had like this. Balas Tanai is a hybrid. We have the Tesla of Arise, and Balas Tanai Akol is an interesting total lady. It came out like this. When we put in the machine of Yavamis, Tosis and Ramban put in a different machine. Tosis and Rishonim, when they kill her, how do we eat this lady? How do we deal with her? Tosis and Rishonim was Poshit. Baba, she's an Arab. Poshit, she's an Arab. Poshit, she's an Arab. Maybe Lagabit Sora have a ganz shmooz. And the Rishonim was saying about Pukfakarit. She's not an erva poshet Lagabit Sora. Maybe Lagabit Chalitza will deal with her an erva. Zokter Ramban, maybe. Lamaisa, she might have a din of erva. If you know what the maskon of the Ramban is. What's Totsit? So again, I think Tchila Zvarm. There's a lot what to say based on it. Tchila Zvarm is Azov. And Dora. It's a very choshev agoshish in Toises. And I think the Rishonim don't argue on this. I think if you look at a Balas Tanai, she's taka hybrid. She's taka kishpolt in a lady. I think in a certain dimension she's an erva, in a certain dimension she's not an erva. It's pretty clear. The Rishonim are not arguing this. If you look at her b'shas yibum, she's not an erva. Aber if you look at what the nefil is talking to her, avada, she's an erva. What says? She doesn't have an isner erva now. Avada, she doesn't have an isner erva now today. Oh, but what is a nefila? What's a nefila? Nefila is a lamdish word. A nefila is a nefila. Libum. What's yibum? Look at the third. Yavamoy, yavoy, oleh. That's what yibum is. As I mean it. Stomach. That's yibum. Yibum is yavoy, oleh. Klape yavamoy, yavoy, oleh. Is there an isser ever? Avadu. This lady has an isser ever and yavamoy, yavoy, oleh. She could go do yibum. Avadu, the isser ever is state in front of the mitzvah yibum. Dach sechodu yishen agree to that. What's the lashon Tosfos? Afilu shtechshavena reish shish. The lashon, what was it? Asura liboyalo mikomakam loydami. Kiven shemitam reish shish asura liboyalo. Lashon of Tosfos is avada. If you want to look at this lady, she has an reish shish that means she's asura liboy. Is she also libiya? Avada, she's also libiya. Is there a chetz of an iser today? No. But there's an iser, the din. Maybe a tnai is not as chachos. The tnai that brings the isra shish was already put in this world. It's put into play. The tnai that binds or that brings the isra shish is here in this world. The din that brings the isra shish is here. The isra shish itself is not here. Oh, but the din that brings the isra shish is here. Dachzich lekol rishon. We could say the following nusach. If you want to know if an erva fell liyibum avada, an erva didn't fall liyibum. Oh, but if you want to know, did she fall liyibume erva? She fell liyibume erva. Nochmo. If you want to know if Baal Stai is considered an erva that fell liyibum, she's not an erva that fell to yibum. But did she fall liyibume erva? Avada, she's a boom erva. Lagabi yibum, you're making yibum and an erva. Avada, you're making yibum and erva. Everyone agrees to that. She's falling to yibum erva. So Toysu says, the way we have to look at a lady is, who cares what she is, b'shas tenevila. Look at what the nefil is. She's falling libumi erva. Zok Tosfos, the way you have to measure this lady is look, klapi the yibam, she's falling the erva. That's an erva. That's an erva sila gabi the dinsora. That's an erva sila gabi chalisa. The gabi the yibam, the gabi the yavami aleh, there's an erva. Vos gate meronav. The Rishonim sound like, no. And the lashon of the Ritva is, she's not an erva koyidim yibam, when the Ritva says his word. She's not an erva koyidim yibam. Tosfos says, you need to be an erva koyidim yibam. Vos gate meronav. You need to be an erva koyidim yibam. Who says you have to be an erva koyidim yibam? And the Rishonim state, yeah. And the Rishonim was poshit, and this one of mine was poshit, it was so poshit to them, that the way we look at an erva is we have to look at her, b'shas, menusach zu, af vosfar an erva is chal yibam, af vosfar an erva is chal yibam. Not what the yibam is telling her to do, af vosfar an erva is chal yibam. Avada, lamoshul, avada, if you go with the reiv from aleh, it's a sahar gishmak, that cook, go from the reiv from aleh, maybe lakachas also might be there because you have to talk about lagabi chalitza also. It's very geshmak. That's what they were saying. There's a certain din in the shem erva. It's talking about the lady before even. That's the whole din. Throwing out possibilities, a lot of possibilities. But dachzich, this is the tchilas kivun. The tchilas kivun is that Tosfos held, it was posh to Tosfos, when you moide the din of a lady, and it sounds sai lagabi ptor tzara, sai lagabi chalitza, you moide avos the ibum zokt. You moide avos the ibum zokt. What's the din of the isha lagabi ibum? Legabi ima vada hotziotzi an erva. She is a surlis yabim. And the Rishonim was poshut to the Rishonim. No, you look at her. Zok to Rishonim. Vada doesn't patur tzar for sure not. Legabi her, the Rishonim got a little stuck. Because lemaisa, vada she's ain't always leaving. Vada legabi the din of essay doicha lois to yishesh bakaris. The Rishonim are maskim to Tosfos. The maskim maskim to the perspective of Tosfos. Legabi the din of essay doicha lois to yishesh. Of course, you look at the Yibam. Legabi Yibam, there's a full yishesh. So there's the Rishonim start getting into. Oh, but maybe still. Since it's only af the Yibum and it's not af the Freulingen Yibum, it's only af the Maisa Yibum, so maybe she shouldn't be an Erva. That's a Machloikas Ramban and Tosfos, that's a Machloikas Ramban and Rashba. Oh, but the first thing, that's the Tzugang of Tosfos. The Tzugang of Tosfos was Poshet to Tosfos, that she's an Erva. Nochemo, so what is Maskonis of Tosfos? Let's go back to Tosfos, now we'll plug in all Tosfos. Tosfos in the beginning started off, Tosfos said, she's an Erva. And that doesn't change the whole Tosfos. One point in Tosfos, Tosfos has one suffix in Ashita. Maybe my Shita, Tosfos is a major chassid, that everything is measured, legabi, what the Din Yibam is telling you. But one point in Tosfos, Tosfos says, maybe that's enough for a loidomi. That was the second teretz of Tosfos. Maybe the fact that the Isser is not here today, it's not enough to make her ois erva. Again, the way we spoke out in Tosfos, it's not enough to make her ois erva. It's not a svar to make her ois erva. Oh, but maybe that's enough to make her loidomi. For she's not domi tachas Isha. That was the second step. That was the only suffix of Tosfos. If you put her into the machine of Yibam, you'll see a Baal Snai is not an Erev. She's an Erev. I've heard there's no Din Yibam. There's no Din Erev. The male is Zokhtu Rishonim. That it's Poshit that Avada she can't make a Din Sar. Handle the Rishonim, what's going to be a Galag Din Ekol Shein Elim Mechalitza. And here it needs beer. Because even if she doesn't have a Din Erev before, why do you need a Din Erev before the Galag Din Kol Shein Elim Mechalitza? That Dilem is the Firo, it's nice to place Machalikas Rajbun and Ramban. To see Kenzan by Nederis, the Raja brings the right from Nederis. He said, the Rachas go along. Ich mein, that's a Sveta Machloikas. That's not totally the Machloikas, Tosfos and the Rajba and the Ramban against Tosfos. But I mean, Makdim, even before the Rajba's Hachro, there's a Machloikas, Tosfos and Rishonim had a look at her, Legabi Chalitza also. Because the Ramban was Nichnas into the base of Sofik. The Ramban had a Shmuz. The Ramban didn't know. Maybe she's part of Chalitza. And maybe Tosfos. Tosfos didn't, but it's not one word of Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't spend any ink to tell me and be madgish to me that a Baal is tonight doesn't need chalitza. It's poshet, double poshet. Teretz is Tosfos l'shitas. Tosfos holds, she's an erva. She's falls in the b'yumi erva, that's an erva. What's an erva? Someone who falls in the b'yumi erva. Avada, there's a lot of sforos here. Poitris, oishris. The way we're saying l'chur, they can't start off with poitris oishris. The way we're spinning it up, it has to be the machlikas deeper, because it's a machlikas even l'gabi chalitza. L'ilum d'l'trachtim, l'chur, l'gda, atifa machlikas min yoni vats.
Why doesn't everyone say it's all you know, if there was a state of Zika or whether it's a state of evil? Either the Rishonim were saying Bishas Mefila she had, there's no state of Zika.
What's my career for a state of Zika?